Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor, as always, to be here. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, as well as being an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, a spirit soul healer, and a few other things. One of the things that amazes me is how I was able to get some of the knowledge that I've gained to first help myself and then and to help others. I attended schools of higher learning, and in my case, I went to heaven. I was there several times, and I acquired some of the knowledge that I use, you know, on the shows, as well as helping myself. I have to laugh because, you know, I'm sure you've heard the saying, if you snooze, you lose. Well, in my case, the more I snooze, the more I gained, the more knowledge I gained. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my fur baby Ginger and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's a really long story. But the really nice thing is that Joan has left a door open in which others in her current space, they walk through continually. To me, it looks like a revolving door. And this gives me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. And I feel it provides me with the ability to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am the kind of person who is always seeking. I'm a seeker. I seek the truth. I seek freedom. I seek a deeper understanding of life and who I am and what life is really all about. And so that's what I've been doing all of my life. And it's led me to understanding a lot of things that I wasn't able to find the answers for in traditional ways. And I love being able to connect with my guidance and talk with them and have a deeper understanding of myself, of the beliefs that I have, and of how to let them go. And that is something that I help other people with as well. Because we all deserve to have that beautiful, wonderful life filled with love and light and laughter. And it's hard for us to get there when we've got all of those old beliefs that we've taken on from others that are just weighing us down. You can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. If you decide you want to work with me, then connect. Okay, DC, it is time for us to begin. And our first caller is from area code 334. Hi, who's this?
Someone seeking to connect with magical DC Love and Amazing Grace.
Hello, hello, Queen.
Hello,
how
Queen.
Are you? How are you?
Grateful to be connecting with you. How are you all doing?
Beautiful to hear your voice. My goodness.
Thank you. Same to you.
Well, you know what? I should have known it was you because I heard, you know, connecting with the divine universal energies.
I love it. Thank you.
And I'm seeing there's angels, there's ascended masters that are with you and they're helping you. You're on the right track and you're doing what you're supposed to do, and You're manifesting. How are you manifesting?
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I am.
I just, it's absolutely beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Let me see, Queen. Yeah, I should have known. Like I said, I really should have known it was Queen, of course. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm wondering, how are you expressing, you know, yourself on this beautiful mission?
My writing. I have decided that that's my priority. And then, you know, my videos and that kind of thing through the spoken word, but my writing so that I can
Beautiful. Okay. Right now, I'm getting, you know, Ginger saying she's here and she's here to be happy. And I'm hearing, I guess the divine director is with you, Queen.
Divine director.
That's what I'm hearing, the divine director, yes.
Works for me. Sounds like a movie, a screenplay, a book.
Yeah, no, I'm just seeing this beautiful, beautiful spiritual being that is with you to help you to go forward on your amazing journey.
Well, welcome.
Yes, the divine director is a cosmic being. Okay. I'm really connected to Jesus and, you know, other divine beings. So, I mean, I've heard the name before. I wasn't quite sure. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to see. I'm feeling like this is an amazing cycle of your life, and I feel more power is coming your way, and the divine director and these beautiful ascendant masters are with you to really harness this beautiful power, okay? Are you starting something new, Queen? Okay, because that's what I felt. You're starting something new, okay. And as you're, you know, doing this, you're ascending. Okay. And I'm getting esoteric writing, if that makes any sense.
Yes, that would be what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay, wow. You have an amazing journey, and this chapter, you know, is really, really beautiful. And I just see like this beautiful, amazing divine fire, wildfire with you, all around you. Are you making your jewelry with the fire?
No. But I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about putting up my torch again. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing the fire, you know. But I'm getting, like I said, with all these beautiful divine beings, you have such, amazing, you know, divine forces with you. And they're with you because the possibilities that lie ahead are limitless, Queen. Okay, so just focus on only what you're wanting is what I'm getting. And if there's any help needed, ask your divine team. They're just waiting to help you.
I'm doing it more and more. And more.
Yes, I just feel this is a beautiful time for you. But I do feel, Queen, the reason, like, one of the reasons they're here is that there are a lot of options available to you. And at times it could get a little overwhelming.
Okay.
And they're saying, you know, surrender to the, you know, to the flow of the universe is what I'm getting. And it's like trusting in the unknown. I see a door opening for you. So, you know, when that door opens, just trust and go forward, Queen. Okay. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. And I do feel like this is a really creative time for you. It's really beautiful. I mean, your gifts, your imagination, it's almost like you're in a divine higher state when you're doing all of this. So I just, yes, it's really, really beautiful. My goodness. Is that yours, Queen?
That was mine. No. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Well, Ginger is saying, Mom, Queen is an amazing manifester. She's so amazing. And I mean, what you're doing now, like everything that you can do, it wasn't, you know, from one lifetime. You've brought forward all that you know from many lifetimes.
Yeah.
So you've just got to, you know, you've got to decide, like, what it is that I think that you're wanting to do, because I do feel that there are so many possibilities there for you, Queen.
Now, that's true. There's many possibilities. But I have decided, well, I feel very strongly that my writing and completion of my first book should be my priority. And with
okay.
that, I'm going to open up doors, multitude of doors. And the other I do here and there, but that's my focus now.
Okay, and I'm just getting like an energetic portal, you know, has opened up to you. So I'm getting like, it's interesting, you've got to dream big, Queen. Dream really, really big.
Right, Ginger.
So, you know, think about what you're wanting to do and have faith and call upon the divine director and your beautiful team. And I'm getting, you know, it might be something that you can't even imagine, okay? But you've got to reach beyond your limits, okay?
Yes.
So, and Ginger's saying anything is possible at this time, Queen. Congratulations. Wow. Absolutely beautiful.
I'm ready.
You are ready. But with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and I thank you so much for calling in this evening.
It's always a pleasure and honor, and thank you so much. The CC love. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, Queen. Now the whole time.
What was that you were playing? I think it seemed appropriate.
Because You Love Me, I think is the name of it. While DC was talking, I was getting this image of you, and you were dancing with a whole group of people, but you were doing, they used to call it stomp back in, I was in high school. I don't know if the name of it has changed, but it's people that are actually stomping to the music. And there's something about the vibration created by the stomp that was just washing through everybody involved and helping them to let go of old beliefs within them. It was really, it looked like fun. So I don't know if that's something you do. You might want to think about it.
But, you know, there's a... It came out of South Africa, and it's called the boot dance, and it's stomping, and it's very powerful, but it has led into the fraternity. And this afternoon, I had a dream of a friend of mine, and we formed a dance company together. Three decades ago, and we were to embark upon the dance. We were standing together. It was a few of us, and it was in present time. But then, when I got off the phone, I went and and got out of the dream. I called her, but then I went to Facebook and I saw a group of goddesses that I dance with, intermingly, periodically dance with, and I danced with them. And it was, so yeah, that meant a lot. And I wanted to mention, brought it up, that the boot dance, the stomping, it's beautiful.
Yes, it was.
I've never done it, but I think I will do it.
Yeah, you might want to try it just to see what, how the energy moves through you.
I'm going to.
Okay. All right. Well, I wasn't getting any phrases that I needed to do with you to clear anything out. Let's see. Is there anybody in particular you wanted to talk with?
Divine director sounds like a man.
Okay. And here is the divine director. You're right. My name does sound more like something that applies to a movie. But it is about your movie, the movie of your life, the movie you are creating with every thought you are having in every moment. I am here to assist you in creating what you actually desire and not creating what you feel that you are stuck with. And you know that you are not stuck with anything. And together we can take your dreams, your goals, your imaginings far beyond what you have ever done on your own. I am here to assist you in your own greatness. Let me in. Let me into your heart. Let me assist you in feeling power that is within you, that is always within you. And to moving that power through you out into the world in greater and greater ways. You are not meant to play it small. You are not meant to have some little obscure life. You are meant to be known, to be seen, to be felt. You are meant to teach others who they are, what their lives can be. There's so much more for you to do. It would take dozens and dozens of lifetimes to accomplish it all. That's okay, because you have dozens and dozens of lifetimes. It's time to open up even more. And I know we are always telling you it's time to open up, and you may feel like, well, there's not much more of me to be opened. But there is. It truly is. It's not so much about the opening as it is the connecting with all. And there's so much more to that than you know, and you are feeling it more and more. And it is the beautiful energy that you are feeling that is changing you. It's helping you to ascend, to become a master of your own life. Call on me. Bring me in. Let's sit and talk. Tell me what it is that you truly, truly, deeply desire for yourself, for the world. And I will guide you, direct you, show you what you need to see, help you to make the changes within yourself. together, we can accomplish anything. I can't wait to work more and more with you. You are so loved. You are so beautiful. You are so powerful. And I look forward to what we create. Enjoy. Okay.
I will see you in my dreams, waking and sleeping, so-called. Thank you, amazing face. No, did amazing face.
Well, you are welcome, and I can't wait to see what you guys get up to together.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. And do look into that dancing. You're still showing it to me, so.
As I'm walking now, I'm there. I'm there. I'm moving it. I'm moving it. I'm doing it. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Thanks for calling and enjoy.
Always a pleasure and honor. Sacred time.
Namaste. Okay. It's nice energy. I just want to sit here in the energy. Okay. We're going to our next caller from area code 541. Hi, who's this?
Oh, it's Kat.
Hello,
hi.
Kat. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm on day 5 of a fast, and I'm finding it more difficult in the winter to do that. But yeah. Okay. Okay, Kat. I'm just trying to see now what the angels are showing me. What I saw while I was waiting to see who the next caller was, I saw King Solomon. Mm. And he wants you to, you know, make sure you make time for what is really important to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've been thinking about life and what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time. For years.
Okay, well, he's there and he wants to help you. Okay?
Okay.
So I was getting, like I said, I was getting priorities. Have you been hearing, like any high-pitched noises or seeing lights flickering or anything?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting some downloads.
Hmm.
And even while you're sleeping, I'm getting you're traveling. You're doing some astral traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting some downloads.
Hmm. Last
okay.
night I couldn't sleep. Yeah, I couldn't sleep hardly at all. But,
yeah. Well, there's so much, you know, information and understanding coming your way. You're asked to think about what it is that you want to do. The Ascended Masters are with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, your prayers, you know, are being answered. And we're here to assist you. Okay? You've got to stay positive.
For
and
you,
try
so good
to just stay in a place of yes, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like it's been so long and I feel on the verge and then it feels like steps backwards and then steps forward and then the verge of something happening, but it's been so long and so much. But yeah.
Well, you know what? You've got to just, you know, you've got to connect with the positive because there is so much positive energy with you and waiting to help you. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm hearing the word healthy. You're going to be healthy, okay?
Yeah, I want that so bad. I'm doing these fast every 2 months.
I'm getting this is a time to, you know, to focus on the positive,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, get up in the morning, connect with your divine team. Okay, they're waiting to be with you, to help you with whatever it is that you're needing, Kat. Okay, and I do feel like I said you're going to be a lot healthier. You've got to just, you know, when you get up in the morning, you've got to say, oh, my gosh, I feel so wonderful. You know, I feel great. The part of you being sick, that's like an old chapter, you know, of your book of life, and it's time to turn the page and, you know, write about all, you know, all the amazing new things that are coming your way. This is a beautiful new beginning for you, Cass. Okay, so you've really got to get ready for this because this is going to be absolutely wonderful.
It's been a long time coming. But I did a 4.5-hour meditation workshop today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because this is time to let go of all those unhealthy patterns and, you know, and to work on your past hurts. So, you know, I'm happy that you did that. That's absolutely amazing. And the angels are saying, do not be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
And what I'm getting is your soul is struggling to move, like, past a life that needs to be healed. Okay,
yeah.
And I get, like, at times, like, your emotions get more and more intense, okay?
Yeah.
So you do need a little help. Your angels are helping you, your guides. I heard Jesus was with you, and you were guided to call into this show, Kat. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara as well for a little bit more healing, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I feel like
I'm ready for that new story because you're not going to be able to hold on to that one any longer.
I don't want to think of the past anymore, but it still comes up. But yeah.
Okay. Well, it you know what? It's not going to be coming up for, you know, much longer because you're, like I said, the new story that you're going to tell yourself and share with the world is absolutely amazing, hon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Barbara.
Okay. And Kat, I was getting an image of you dancing, but yours look more like ballet. So, I don't know,
I know
if you dance around in this tutu.
I like to wear a pretty outfit. So.
Okay. So we are going to do some need releasing. So listen to what I say. And when I ask if you're ready to let it go, then you just say yes out loud, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I need to be attached to the past. I need my past so I know who I am. I need to stay attached to what I've already experienced. I need that dependency on the past to help me understand my life. I need to understand everything that I've gone through. I need to know who I really am, and the past is the only way for me to do that. I need to create my now. I need to be open to creating my life in every moment. I need to know that I really don't need to depend on the past. I need to let go of what's already happened because it's just getting in the way. I need to have the freedom to take the steps that are right for me in every single moment. I need to love and accept myself as I am. I need to move forward. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to let it all go. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, later.
Good. Yeah, there's so much of the past that you really don't need it anymore.
No, I felt haunted
really
by it for a lot of years. No.
So So you are letting that go. So if it pops back up, don't go there. Just
okay.
Let it go.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. And there are great things that are coming into your life, so it's all
I'm
good.
I'm so ready. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, let me know how the ballet dancing goes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kat.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Our pleasure. Our absolute pleasure. Okay. And now we are going to call her on area code 863.
Hey, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for picking up my call. I kept calling.
Sorry, you're having problems dropping you. My goodness, block.
Yeah.
Just being mean and nasty. Okay.
I guess. Goodness gracious! Somebody tie a rope around me. Oh goodness.
So what can we do for you today?
Well, I've had a big change since I talked to you last. I am now a grandmother. Yay!
Congratulations.
Yeah, my daughter gave birth to my very first granddaughter, and she's 2 months old, almost three. So, yay.
Oh,
wow.
That's absolutely beautiful.
So... it's got me thinking, how I've gone back and forth about, you know, should I move to Kansas or stay in Florida or move to Kansas or stay in Florida. So I don't know. I'm still sort of a little on the fence about it. It's like I'm feeling more drawn to go, but, you know, there's other things that, you know, sort of pop into, you know, how it is that you've got the one thought that says, yes, yes, go, go. And the other thought that says, yeah, but. So I was hoping for any insights you ladies have about, you know, if it's for my best and highest good to relocate or should I just kind of stay here and a little longer or, you know.
Okay.
Kinda, should I stay or should I go?
Well, I'm getting, you know, this is a question that you've got to answer, Julia. And, you know, it's about following your dreams. Okay? I was hearing, can you go for a visit and just, you know, stay a little while and just see, you know, how you're feeling about everything?
Yeah. Yeah, I've made a couple trips since the baby's, I was there the day the baby was born, and I've went back one other time since then. I literally just moved my mother from Ohio down
okay.
here to Florida to live with me. So now it's moving both of us.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm still sort of letting
I'm
the
getting,
death settle from
I'm,
the one move. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful energy around you, and you've got to follow your heart, hon, and do what you feel is right, you know? You've got to follow your heart. But you've got to, you know that you have the ability to resolve this and make the right choices, okay?
Okay.
So I was hearing, a lot of beautiful messages, miracles, and, you know, all your needs are going to be met. You're manifesting abundance. I mean, I was just hearing a lot of, like, wonderful, wonderful messages.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I'm getting the letter H. I don't know if that's a first name or a last name, but it's someone's name, and I'm getting the letter H. So I don't know if that makes any sense. I would hold on to it if you don't know. And, you know, sometimes people say, yeah, I thought about it later.
Okay, you're saying H like house?
Like H, Harry, like an H, you know?
Harry, okay, okay.
Okay, but I'm getting you've got to relax a little bit more. You've got to meditate. And, you know, just allow, you know, allow yourself to think about things. I felt Mother Mary's presence strongly with you.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
That's the first thing I was getting was Mother Mary, you know? And I'm getting, have you connected with Mother Mary and asked, you know, for her input on anything? Because I really feel like she's strongly with you, Julia.
You know, I haven't. I've been really bad about connecting for a while now. I sort of went through a little weird phase, and I haven't really been, you know, connecting in or just, I've just been sort of on, like, autopilot. I was so busy with my mom's move and getting her settled in because it was kind of, like, all on me to do it. So I was
right.
A little overwhelmed for a while. So I'm just sort of, you know, like finding my equilibrium, again, I guess you could say.
You will. You will. But like you said, I just, what I was getting, you have to think about it, you know?
Okay.
So whatever serves you. But while you're doing that, you've got to let go of the stress that you have, that you're holding on to, okay?
Yes.
Don't let it be so stressful,
yep.
You know, and just let that, you know, let that stress out, whether you go for a walk or you do a meditation or, you know, some breathing exercises, but you've got to get rid of the stress for you.
Yes. Yep.
Because it doesn't serve you. And I'm getting, you know, you have a beautiful divine team with you, and they're just saying there's so many wonderful things waiting for you. You know, you've got to, I'm getting connect like with your dreams as well. So I'm getting meditate, you know, focus on the positive, and I feel like all of that is going to help you to make the decision that you need to make. I mean, is there like any kind of, you know, rush that you move? Julia? Oh, Barbara, did we lose Julia?
No. It shows that she's still there.
Okay, I wonder what happened. Because I was just wondering if, you know, if there was like a rush, because I heard summertime. You know, we're in the month of December, so I you know, I'm getting don't rush, like rush, relax, you know. Julia,
okay.
Are you muted? Is she muted,
got
Barbara?
She dropped again. Block Talk's been dropping her. It's all
throughout
the show. So give her a minute. She'll call back in.
Call us back, Julia. My goodness.
Yeah, she just she did in the chat too. She said her call just got dropped. Okay, let's see. Let me find her. There she is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you
I
back
think
again, Julia, finally?
I'm telling you, this is the craziest night for my phone to be doing all this dropping.
Well, Julia, I was asking you, and you were really quiet. You weren't answering. Is there like a rush to make this decision?
No, it's just me putting pressure on myself and thinking.
You know
I
what?
Need to
I heard.
Do it.
I heard summertime.
Okay.
So I'm getting to surrender all of this, you know, and relax is what I'm getting. Surrender and relax. But I did hear summer.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that would be a better time even to move your mom, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us is too keen about going someplace cold in the wintertime.
No, and I'm getting, you know, everything is going to work out. You've just got to have faith, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and, like, just listen to your heart. I feel like you're almost, like, overanalyzing everything with this.
Yes. Yep. That's my mind. Always
oh,
like the hamster
okay.
wheel.
Sorry, but I did hear, like I said, I heard summer, like summer would be a little bit better. You know, that would be probably the best time.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That sounds good. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara before you leave us again.
All right, thank you, DC. Appreciate it.
Bless, hon.
Okay, Julia.
Sorry.
It's okay. One of the big messages I was getting for you is for you to focus on yourself. And that's something that you don't do. You're always focusing on other people. And they want you to focus on yourself. So we are going to do some needs releasing. And at the end, I'll ask you if you're willing to have this, to let this go. And you get to say yes out loud so that you can hear it as well as me. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Just listen and allow. I need to be there for everybody else. I need to be there for my grandchild. I need to do everything I can to make her life wonderful. I need to always work for others. I need to make other people more important in my life than me. I need to see myself. I need to let go of thinking everything to death. I need to open my heart. I need to trust. I need to recognize that I am loved. I need to see the value in me. I need to stop trying to prove that I am worth it. I need to accept my worth. I need to know that I am good enough. I need to let go of all of that garbage from the past. I need to let go. I need to let go. I need to stop being afraid to let go. I need to stop being stubborn and hanging on. I need to allow the changes that are for my highest good. I need to recognize the importance of me. I need to live my life for me. And if you are ready to allow these needs to be transformed, transmuted in whatever way is for your highest good, then say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath.
Yes.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Yes. You're always right on the mark, I swear. She's just, yep. Oh, goodness. Yep.
And you may want to think about it for real, because I'm seeing an image of the grandbaby, about 3, I think. And they're playing on the beach, digging in the sand. There's no beach in Kansas.
Right. That's a fact. Yes. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, so really think about what's important to you. What makes your
mistake? Yep. You're so right. Thank you both so much. I'm so glad I called, and it was so crazy. The call kept dropping, and I'm like, going on, you know. So thank you, you know, for having patience and picking up my call and hanging in.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Oh, goodness. All right. Well,
okay.
Happy holidays to both of you. Thank you so much.
You too. And let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Good night. Okay. Hold on. I got to get my screen back to where I'm supposed to be. Okay. Caller from area code 845. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, that's Elena. That's your godmother. Who am I talking?
Oh,
hi, Lena.
Hey, hi, Lena.
How are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm sorry about you. Maybe you got a message of my husband when he give it to me, and or my husband or the angel, something. I'm sorry about you.
Okay. Rena, I'm getting stay positive and visualize what you're wanting. I'm getting soon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So just stay positive and know that what you're wanting is coming. And just see it as if it's already here and feel how you feel, you know, being that what you were wanting you have now. And I'm getting the word miracle, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too.
Thank you, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yes, I see your husband with you. He's been watching over you.
Okay, thank you. That's a lovely.
Okay, God bless you, honey.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Lena?
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Don't you hang up before you talk to me.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I guess that you are worrying about something. What are you worrying about?
That's my name. It was. I know.
Ah.
You're right. That's my name.
Stop worrying.
I believe you. You're right. You said the magic words.
Yeah. All of this worrying is just weighing you down. It feels like you've got this heavy weight on your shoulders because you're worrying. Okay, let's see if we can get rid of that. So I will make some need statements, and at the end I'll ask if you're ready to let all of this go. And if you say yes, then we can let go of all this worry. Okay, here we go. I need to worry. I need to worry about things. I need to worry because it's my way of making sure things work out. I need to worry even though worrying doesn't actually work. I need to worry even though worrying doesn't feel good. I need to worry because it gives me something to do. I need to worry because that's how I help others. I need to worry because I don't know what else to do. I need to be open to seeing the good in everything. I need to allow myself to feel more joy. And if you are ready now to have these needs transformed, transmuted in whatever ways for your highest good, then simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay. Oh, that feels so much better. How do you feel?
All right.
Beautiful.
Yes,
you're right. And Barbara, as you were, you know, doing the beautiful statements, I saw Kat making a movie about all this worry. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're at the end of the movie, and there's nothing to worry about. Everything is amazing.
Thank you.
So just, you know, you've got to breathe and know that all is well, okay? And you know, your husband, I heard him say, too, soon, you know. So just, you know, keep breathing and relax.
Thank you.
God bless.
I know. I was feeling better. I was starting to cry because whatever I was to say was it true. I'm really worried, you know.
Yeah, all is well. So you've got to breathe and, you know, say thank you to the universe. Everything is turning out wonderfully. It truly is.
Thank you very much, Etos.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you to you and your girlfriend. I don't know the name. God bless you too. Both of
thank
you.
You.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good night. Okay. We're going to, I think this is Jessica. Is it you, Jessica?
It's me. Hello, Barbara. Oh, hi, DC. Oh, so nice.
Hello.
To hear my name. glad I'm back on the show. And
my goodness, where are you?
Yeah, I'm just speaking to you guys the other week. I felt so much better. Oh my God, like y'all,
oh, wonderful
angels.
Really?
Oh, so I thought I'd come back in and say that I'm happy now. I enjoy life and I do what I do and I just be me. And yeah, everyone's receiving me lovingly, you know. So yeah, and I thought I'll just hear what the guys got to say or
beautiful.
Anything that I would like to know.
I have to ask you, have you been connecting with Archangel Metatron? Because I was hearing the sacred geometry. So I was just, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay, so thank you for mentioning that. Because this morning I'm staying at people's houses, right? So this house staying at, she got all these cards, like oracle cards. And this morning I was looking at the bookshelf and that geometry cards.
Sacred geometry, yeah.
Yeah, sacred geometry. And so I pick one and I draw two cards and it's got all the, you know, sacred patterns and all that.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad you're talking about that. So do I need to connect with him?
Okay. I'm trying to see what he's trying to show me. I saw that beautiful Metatron's cube. I'm getting let go and surrender, okay? And just allow, Jessica, okay? And just, you know, let your guides show you the way. I do feel like this is a time of ascension. You're connecting with your higher self. Do you feel like, you know, you feel differently?
Yeah, I had some time for myself this morning and just connect with the guys and ask them for some healing.
Uh-huh.
Because I have like this stomach thing that I'm trying to heal. But yeah, I feel.
Oh, you know what you were saying, healing. I was going to say the wounds that you have from the past are healing.
Wow, I do feel so deep from the past lives.
Yeah, so I do feel that. Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. Totally amazing. Okay. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Your energy is so much lighter. It feels beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
So make sure, you know, you're giving yourself all that love that you give to so many others, okay? Doing your mirror work and saying, Jessica, I love you. You know, I love you. Look into the mirror. And just say, you know, I am lovable, and just open your heart to all that beautiful, because you give it so freely and lovingly.
Yeah.
And I am getting,
well,
you're moving
the first time.
Fast. Jessica, you're moving, like, really fast on this path, because you are realizing, like, the wounds were from past lives. There's a little bit from the current life, but, you know, some of this is from the past lives. Okay. And when I say past lives, have you connected or reconnected with someone from a past life? Yes, yes, uh-huh. Because I do feel like if you haven't, you will be.
Oh.
I'm connecting.
I'm not sure.
Well, you will.
Because,
I mean, you'll feel it. You'll know that you'll just have that feeling like, wow, you know, I feel this energy that it's a familiar energy, and I've connected with that before. And it could, you know, it could start off, it could be a friendship, it could, you know, there's all different relationships, you know. But I just feel like, you know, it's going to be something that you feel immediately when you connect with that person. And you're going to have to call us back and tell us, you know, what kind of a relationship it was, you know, with the reconnection. Have you been connecting as well with your inner child?
Yes, I did. a little bit this morning. But while you're talking about connect with the past life, I keep thinking about John. John is my ex-husband. You know,
Hey.
And sorry.
Okay.
But John, you know, I felt like in, we had so many past lives together, and it's like, I don't know, there's something about past lives that I was a mother and he was a son, you know, he was my child. And so every time I looked at him, like, you're right, the first time we connected, I just felt very safe and comfortable with him. And every time I looked at him, he was like my baby. So
yeah.
I know it lasted for 10
well,
years.
Well, I'm getting like with that relationship, you know, when you think of him or see him or whatever, send him love, you know, send him that love. Because I feel like there's like a little bit of healing that needs to be done, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, when you think of him, just, you know, send him love. If you have a picture that, you know, that you like, you could look at the picture and send love to the person via a picture. Okay? Because sometimes, you know, the other person isn't able to really accept the love in person, you know? So I'm getting he needs you, you know, to send some love, if that makes sense to you. He does need some kind of, needs love, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I was hearing.
My heart,
yeah, you guys are
soulmates. It's like acting. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
soulmates. And soulmates, you know, have different roles in different lifetimes. So you have been with him through, you know, several lifetimes, you know, and some of them were tough, you know, but I'm going to keep sending love.
Okay.
You know, just from your heart to his, that's what I was getting, you know. But you're doing a great job. Just keep just doing what you're doing. My goodness, you're growing by leaps and bounds. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm getting that, you know, like you're realizing things and all this new energy is coming in. And you're sort of like analyzing, like, you know, different things that are happening in past lives as well. So it's really amazing. Really, really amazing. And I'm just seeing you and I'm seeing like spirit, and I feel like you're connecting more and more with spirit, and, you know, and the energy is getting stronger and stronger. It's beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, just embrace this time. Well, with that being said, I'm gonna turn you over to Barbara because I still feel there's a little bit of healing that needs to take place, okay?
Thank you. Oh, this is just one more question. I've been having this bloating and, you know, I have hernia in my stomach and I don't think I'm carrying people like emotional stuff that I work on the client, but I don't think I carry that. But is there like, do I need to do more clearing? Because she said that, you know, I have got to do a lot of clearing. I know this is the lady that I'm staying with, and she kind of spiritual.
Okay, I'm getting part of it could be like the alkalinity of your digestive system.
Okay.
I'm feeling, you know, like when you said your stomach, I felt like there was something with your digestive system, and that could be, you know, connected to what your, you know, I feel like your vibration and what you're feeling as well. Have you been watching your diet?
Yeah, I just started eating very, little and very healthy, like eating greens now because it's screaming out. It was whispering for all these past few years, whispering. So
yeah.
I'm healing, but it's still, yeah, and now it's screaming. So I, because it's hernia,
okay,
so I can't even eat
it might be,
anymore.
I'm getting to it. There might be a little bit too much alkalinity in your system.
Oh, too much alkaline.
Yeah. So just, you know, read about foods and everything, and I just feel like there might be a little bit too much alkalinity. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Normally too much acidic. Anyway, thank you,
DC. I'm getting it. It went the other way, you know?
Okay, thank you.
So okay?
Much.
Okay, just bless, honey. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you, please. Bless you.
Okay, Jessica. The first thing I was getting was an image of you, and in this image of you, you were surrounded by plants. In fact, the only thing that I could see was your eyes. And while you were surrounded by these plants and touching the earth, it was healing you. So you were letting the plants help you to heal yourself. So I don't know if you do that, but if you don't, you might want to try it because it seems like they really want to help.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that because the other day I was guided to walk through the forest. So where I'm at now is beautiful. It's called Byron Bay. I don't know if you know much about Australia, but Byron Bay is like a hub for alternative and healer and all this hippie, gypsy stuff. And it's very tropical. It's got rainforest, it's waterfalls, but the beach and the mountain, the hinterland, and anyway, so I'm in this beautiful area, and I just love it, you know, like after speaking to you the other week, and I just kind of experience life, there's no point, it's a game, and so I just got to live, fly, and experience, and so anyway, I was guided to go for a walk through the forest, and I was guided to stop at a tree, and I was just there with the tree, and I feel like the tree is healing me. Like, yeah, that was cool. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yes. See, you're getting all the support. Use it. Okay, we're going to do some of the needs releasing statements. So just listen until I ask if you're ready to let go, and then you get to say yes. Okay, here we go. I need to hang on to my wounds from the past. I need to understand my wounds from the past. I need to know that my wounds from the past are serving a purpose. I need to allow myself to heal from all of my wounds in this lifetime and any others. I need to accept that I deserve to heal. I need to know that my healing of myself is an important part of my work. I need to release the fear of healing. I need to allow my body to come into complete balance. I need to accept that I deserve perfect health. I need to let go what is not for my highest good. I need to let go past. I need to let go of the past lives. I need to let go of the energy that is no longer mine. I need to live my life for me. I need to let go of any energies that are not mine. I need to be open to helping others, but not hanging on to their energy. I need to take care of myself first. I need to accept that I am a powerful healer. I need to love and accept me. And if you are ready now to have these needs transformed and transmuted in whatever ways, then simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Oh, I feel so much lighter. Oh, thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome. Get out there.
I love hearing you.
Help you. They want to help you so much.
Oh, okay. I will. The only thing is the mosquitoes got me. The mosquitoes. I was standing there, you know, let the plants heal me, and then all these mosquitoes trying to get me. So next time I have to spray some essential oil or something.
Yeah, or take some netting with you, you know, and cover yourself.
But yeah, well, I'm so glad. They telling you that as well. It's beautiful. Oh, thank you, ladies. I feel like I'm recharged now. Just, you know, have a bit of the medicine for the soul.
Well, we're glad that you connected with us. We always love talking to you, feeling your energy. You have such beautiful energy.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Barbara and DC. I love you both.
Oh, we love you too.
We love you too.
Enjoy your evening.
We will. And you enjoy your morning.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing too good, but I'm okay.
So what's happening in your life?
I don't know. I just want to see if I can get a general.
Okay, sure, Melvin. The first thing that I was hearing is you've got to let go of the old to make room for the new. And you're holding on to things that don't serve you. There's doubt. There's a little bit of fear. There's some maybe like negative, you know, negativity you're holding on to. And I'm getting when you let go of those, you're going to, you know, make room for all the good that wants to come your way, Melvin, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I do feel like something beautiful is coming your way. This is a, you know, a time of new beginnings, and it's a time for you to move forward. But you are holding on to some things that, you know, that you can get rid of because this is a beautiful, I'm just kidding, this is a beautiful time, Melvin, you know, and you deserve the good that's coming your way. You truly do. But you've got to let go of all the other stuff, okay? And you've got to trust. You know, you've got to trust. And, you know, you could ask God, you could ask the angels, you know, to help you. But you are holding on to, like I said, fear. There's some pain. There's worry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, deep within you know that, you know, it's not good to hold on to these things, Melvin, okay? Because so much, you know, so much more is coming your way, you know,
okay.
that really will serve you, okay? And I'm even getting like there's going to be some healing even with relationships, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like there's going to be like a lot of joy coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to just, you know,
you know, maintain that attitude of gratitude, let go of what no longer serves you, and, you know, make room for all the good that wants to come in, Melvin. Because you do deserve it, you know. And what you're feeling, a lot of what you're feeling, the angels are saying, this too shall pass, Melvin. Okay? That's what I have. Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. It was so nice hearing your voice, Melvin. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Okay. That's me.
Okay, Melvin. I'm getting this deep sense of sadness. I don't know what it is you've been thinking about, but it feels like it's a longing. I don't know if you're longing for someone who's gone or some relationship that's over or some life. It feels like it's your whole life. You have this deep longing. And they really want you to let that go. Because being there and being sad is not bringing you what you want. It never will. Okay. So I'm going to do some need statements for you, and at the end I'll ask if you're ready to let them go, and you get to say yes. All right, here we go. I release the longing for my own life. I release the deep sadness about the things that have happened, the people who have gone. I release being stuck in what I don't want to live. I release the belief that my life can't change. I release the hopelessness of my situation. I release the fear and anxiety surrounding who I am. I release the desperation of my own life. I need to let go. I need to let go of what is no longer important to me. I need to let go of what does not work. I need to give myself permission to just let it all go. I need to let go even though I don't know how. I need to let go even though I'm afraid to. I need to let go even though I don't know what's going to come up next. I need to let go for my own happiness. I need to give myself permission to experience joy and light and laughter in my life. I need to let go of all of that old energy that's just wearing me out. I need to give myself permission to let go. I need to choose to let go. I need to let go right now. And if you are ready to have these needs transformed, transmuted, in whatever way is for your highest good, and simply say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. All right, how did that feel?
You feel good.
Good. Yeah. You need to let go of all that stuff that you hang on to stuff. You've got to stop that, Melvin.
Yeah, well, I need you to give me a call. I misplaced your number. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I misplaced it. I've tried. Thought I saved it in my phone, but something happened. I don't know.
All right, I'm writing myself a note.
Yeah, but do you all see any help? Changes coming in March for me that's some health challenges that I'm going to be having in March.
They want to know, why are you looking for health challenges? Are you wanting them?
No, ma'am, I don't. I was told that I will probably be having some challenges health-wise in March. Thank you.
And you want to believe that?
No, I do not believe that at all, because I don't believe it. Trust me. That's why I want you to call.
No, you're the one creating it. So if you are focusing on having health problems, challenges, then that's what you're creating.
I know, but
it's not
I
up
just
to anybody else. It's only up to you.
Right. I know it's not true. I my mind is set on being healthy, which I am healthy.
Then just let yourself be healthy and let that crap go. Yeah. It's not yours.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't take on other people's crap. You don't need that.
You're right. Yes, ma'am. But if you have time after the show, will you give me a call, please?
Okay. I wrote it down.
Okay. I thank you. And thank you, Ms. DC.
I don't know where DC is, but I'm sure she's saying you're welcome, Melvin.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back. Yes, Melvin, you are welcome. God bless, hon.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you all.
Welcome, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is Shoshona. Hello, Shoshona.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Hi, Shoshona.
How about you? I almost forgot all about you guys. I called in at 6 o'clock.
I was wondering where you were.
Yeah. I looked at the clock, and it was 6 o'clock. So I thought, well, if I get on, I get on. So,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
So I got on. Lovely.
Yes, you did. So how's everything going, Shoshona?
Well, I manifested $1,000 the other night.
Nice.
And I won $24 on the lottery the same
night. Wow.
So it was $24 that I didn't have before, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully next one is the big jackpot, you know?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So, but when I manifested the $1,000, it was like a ray of light came in. I was on the phone with my cousin, and I mentioned to him that I was having problems or whatever, and he come right out and said to me, do you need $1,000?
Beautiful.
So.
And as you're saying that, you know, the angels and the archangels are coming in, and they're telling you that you are fully supported by the universe, Shoshona.
Yeah.
And everything that you're ever going to need is going to be supplied to you.
Yeah.
Because you're worthy. You've been putting in the effort, you know. You're living your personal truth. You're building a beautiful foundation. And just keep giving any fears that come up, any concerns, or any worries, you know, to the angels for healing and transmutation, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, you know, stay positive, be optimistic. You will manifest your highest good.
Yeah. Well, somebody gave me a frequency of 1462 to say. And I've been saying that for about 5 days now. And like I said, I manifested $1,000.
Yeah.
So every negative thought, every negative feeling that I have, 1462. Every thought that I have, 1462.
Beautiful. Yeah, you're doing a great job, Shoshona.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
just,
it feels wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're doing a really, really good job, you know? And
You are manifesting your desires, and I feel like your energy is vibrating stronger.
Yeah.
You know, you're focusing your energy better, you know?
Yeah.
So it feels really, really good. And I'm getting to, like, you're at a transitionary point.
Yeah.
You know, so keep being mindful on how, you know, you handle issues when they come up. And just keep releasing, you know, what doesn't serve you, you know, and be open to all the good that wants to come your way, Shoshana.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's absolutely beautiful. You're doing a great job. Really, really good job.
Well, I'm trying to be very thorough with myself. I want to see gain. I'm my own testimonial that this works for bringing gain into your life, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful.
So, you know, so I was told years ago that I'd be coming out of a bad 7-year period.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe that, yes, I am coming out of a bad 7-year period.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like I said, I feel like your energy is wonderful at this point, you know, and I'm getting issues are resolving, you know.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Way to go. I'm going to turn you over to Shoshana, and I thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Okay, thanks, TC.
God bless.
Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, Shoshana. Let's do a little bit of SRT.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know how to breathe, so I'll just make the statement. Okay. I release the fear of 7 bad years. I release the desperation of 7 bad years. I release the condemnation of 7 bad years. I release the need to hang on to 7 bad years. I accept that my life is changing. I accept that my life is getting better. I release the negative way of thinking that I was taught as a child. I release the fear that nothing good will ever happen to me. I release all of the negativity that runs my life. I release the self-doubt about being able to change. I release the sadness that fills my heart. I release not being good enough. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Wonderful. Lighter.
Good.
From the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the heart. Yeah. So, feels good, Barbara.
Mm. I'm glad. You deserve to feel good.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what I do, I'm just in this low energy or whatever, you know, like And I strive every day to release it from myself because I don't want that on me. I want to be squeaky clean like Barbara Grace Reynolds.
Now, I do releasing too, so I'm not squeaky clean, but...
You're pretty damn clean. Yeah,
you're getting there.
You are. You are. Yes, I can find things on you or whatever, but I don't believe they're your things. I believe they're what's around you, their things, you know, because I have the same type of thing on me. Like, not all the time when I pick up the pendulum and I go to my chart and all these negative emotions start coming up. Is it me? Right? It's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That wants to be released, right?
Right.
So I release it, and I feel lighter, and the spirit is lighter, and, you know.
That's
so,
good.
Anyhow, but, yeah, I do feel much better. Thank you.
Good, good, wonderful. Well,
all right.
Clearing yourself.
Yeah.
Because you know it works.
Yeah, it works. I believe. I believe.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Cece.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care, sister.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, our next question is from the chat room, and this is from Joy Fun Happiness, and she says she's wondering if her lack of self-love is the way of her creating a relationship. I think she wants to know if it gets in the way of her creating a relationship.
Well, Barbara, I had an answer before I got a question, so. And joy, fun, and happiness, the answer is always love. Pure, pure love, pure divine love, pure healing love. So I'm getting, you're here to teach others about love, hon. Because you do things in such a loving way, and you do it in so many different ways that you could inspire and help others. And I feel like there's someone around you that really has feelings for you but doesn't know how to show it. Okay? But love is always the answer. So joy, fun, and happiness could be a love teacher, Barbara.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what I'm getting for joy, fun, happiness. Okay, I'm going to make some statements that are going to be clearing your subconscious mind, and I just want you to breathe deeply. Because by breathing deeply, you are actually letting the stuff go. Okay, here we go. I release the fear of love. I release being unworthy of love. I release being not perfect for love. I release being afraid that I just can't do it. I release the fear of creating a bad relationship. I release the desperation of wanting someone to love me. I release the old beliefs that I am not lovable. I accept love. I accept joy. I accept beautiful miracles into my life. I accept that my life is getting better and better. I accept that I deserve love. I accept the changes within me. I accept loving and accepting myself exactly as I am. I accept my life. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay, your energy feels better. Ugh, so much lighter and clearer.
It does.
So, yeah. Write me a note. Let me know how you're doing. And we have to wait for the time delay. Yes, she said, yes, I do feel better. Good, good.
Awesome. And I saw Jesus forward, Barbara. I don't know if she has, you know, a connection with Jesus, but he has one with her. So he was standing, like, right next to her.
Wonderful. So, you know, you can talk to Jesus because he can definitely hear you. And he's willing to assist you in whatever way he can. Okay. Her body has gone through some changes, and it looks different, and I want to accept myself while I'm getting in shape. Yeah, there's no reason not to accept yourself.
Definitely.
However your body is being, it's temporary. Everybody's body is changing. We're always changing. So let yourself love yourself. And if you want to, just give yourself permission to love you as much as Jesus loves you. Because that, oh, that would be amazing.
Yep, definitely.
And yes, you do just talk to Jesus like any other person. Like you're talking to us, like you talk to your friends. There's really no difference.
You know, we can, you've got to watch, though, because Ginger refers to him as JC, so I tell her she can't do that. She still has to be respectful.
And Jesus has a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes,
so
yes. Yeah. Yeah, she says JC in the gang.
He actually kind of likes that. So.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she says, wow, well, thank you both so much. That really helps. Yeah, don't think that these divine beings have to be treated like they're made of glass and you have to bow down and worship them and all of that. That's human stuff. They are just there for you, and they talk to you just the same way you talk to anybody else. And I've never had any of them complain to me and say, well, you're not worshiping me enough. They're all cracking up over that one. So just know that they love you. Know that Jesus loves you because he does, and he is there for you. Okay?
Oh, beautiful, Barbara.
Okay, she wants to know, is there a way I'll know when I'm loving myself? One of the things that I see, me personally, when I'm being loving to myself, is that I get these big smiles on my face that I just can't get rid of. I'm just happy.
Yeah, and I feel like it. I feel it in my, in the heart chakra. It just feels like it's just overflowing with love and such a warm sensation. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So look for the joy, fun, and happiness within you.
Definitely.
Because if you are experiencing that, you are in love. Okay, and we appreciate you, and you are so welcome. All righty. We're moving on. Okay. And our next caller is, I believe this is Nathaniel.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
I'm talking to you, Nathaniel. That's what's going on. How have you been?
Good.
Good. So what's up, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm checking in to see what the angels are thinking.
Okay, well, that's always, you know, that's always a good thing to do is to check in. I feel like you should have a little bit more confidence than you, you know, than at other times, Nathaniel. This is a great time for you. Do you feel like your energy is different? Because I feel like something great is coming your way, Nathaniel. It feels really amazing.
Just in all aspects, in all aspects of life, or just look anywhere.
Well, Nathaniel, I'm getting the angels are saying they're around you to help you feel stronger, to feel more confident, and to really,
yes.
You know, say, wow, I feel amazing, I look great. Because I feel like, you know, the more that you start loving yourself, I feel like there's going to be someone coming in for you, okay?
Okay.
Your energy's opening up. It's flowing in, like, all the different areas of your life. Don't be afraid to stay positive, to express that positivity, and just be open, you know, to connecting with others, Nathaniel. Okay? I'm getting, you know, life is going to get better and better. So you've got to just, you know, have that positive mindset and the attitude of gratitude. And I'm getting, be confident, you know, in your ability to communicate what it is you're wanting. And, you know, I'm getting, like, even with a different work situation, you can have, you know, what you're wanting. But I'm getting, you know, don't base it all around, you know, monetary value. You've got to, you know, really let the angels know what it is that would make you happy, Nathaniel. Okay? You've got to trust your intuition and just be brave enough to take that first step. And once you take that first step, the angels are going to help you. They're going to guide you, okay? So I feel like you have the opportunity to change many different areas of your life. You know, I feel, you know, you've had a little bit of frustration. You've got to let go of that. Okay? You've got to have a little bit more patience and believe that the universe is conspiring in your favor, because it truly, truly is, Nathaniel. You know, imagine your life. You know, you wake up in the morning, you have the perfect job, and you can't wait to get to work, okay? And you have this beautiful relationship as well. You're the one that creates your reality, Nathaniel. So make it an amazing reality. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, Nathaniel.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, Nathaniel, I was guided to pull a card for you, and the card that came up was the Six of Swords, and this is what the meaning is. Moving away from negativity, heading away from discord, leaving behind bad memories, people changing location or habits. This card is suggesting retreat as a way of dealing with difficult events. Enough time has been spent on regrets. Now the best policy is to just get away from everything bad to a better scenario. This may involve letting go of negative people or even those who we no longer need as much as we used to. There is a sense of some sadness here, but better a few tears now than major heartbreak further down the line. So that is the message they wanted to give you.
And that's the Six of the Swords? Six of...
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Nathaniel, you've got to be clear. Ginger is saying you've got to be clear, you know, what you're wanting in regard to a relationship. Because I have, there's, Ginger showed me there's going to be several aspects, Daniel. So be really clear. Because she's saying it's like you're driving down the road and you don't want to take a wrong turn. You've got to be honest about what you're wanting, and that way you'll be guided toward the right relationship, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Okay, DC, we are done.
Well, what a beautiful evening. Really, really nice. We had some amazing callers. Beautiful, Barbara.
Yes,
and
it was.
I'm happy because, you know what, I got up early with Jackson. He got up before 6 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. You poor thing.
And I said to him, you know, when the clock says 6, I said, you can get up at 6 a.m. I don't care, but not before. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long day. Needless to say, it's been a long day. But I'm just so happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you were able to make it, too.
Yeah.
And now you can rest.
Oh, definitely. Well, I thank you, Barbara, and I thank everyone that called in. And have a blessed rest of your Sunday, everyone. Take care now.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.